It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Give us a good prime example of something that happened more recently of why you might be getting medicine tomorrow.
Here we go.
Dicks. Well, I told my New York story a long time ago. I don't know if you guys remember.
Was that the one where you were on your way home and you had to shit in a hill?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That one. Well,
I was just making sure that was the story.
And last week on the Derek and Matt show, we talked about
food.
Amongst other things. We talked about my blood problem.
This boiling blood bowl.
My boiling blood bowl.
Blood out and blood out.
For a good couple days, I had some blood issues.
While shitting.
Red blood.
While shitting.
While shitting. Yeah. Blood in the bowl. Red blood.
Let me ask you a question.
Perfectly normal.
The prednisone.
Yes.
Does that prevent you from having the blood bowls?
The prednisone prevents inflammation in my colon,
yes.
Which is the main problem.
Okay.
So that's what the prednisone
basically
is.
Basically, you're holding off on this prednisone.
I have not taken it in like a year.
Okay. And now you got serious.
Well, that was a pretty bad. That was like the worst I ever had it.
Like, you're probably borderline anemic.
I might be. I don't know. Yeah. You can see I got my big thing iron pills up there.
The iron. That's the only iron Derek's pumping is the iron pills.
Home.
My ex used to take iron pills because she's just naturally anemic. But Derek.
Yeah. I just shit blood. And drinking a lot of orange Gatorade.
Oh, my God.
You know? But, yes, the other day I was leaving this place right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was going out. I had my significant other and my child in the car. And I'm driving. And she's talking about him pooping and pooping and pooping and pooping. And I got maybe a minute away from this place, and I was heading up towards the highway. Got
to turn back.
Wish I could. Wish I could.
It's going to get good, Matt.
And as she's talking about my child pooping, I just went, be quiet. And she's like, what? I said, be quiet. What? Shut up.
Zip it.
And so she just shut up. And I'm driving, and the kid's like asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, no. Oh, no. This is it. This is when it happens. This is when it happens.
Now, keep in mind, he's never shit himself with this
I
problem.
Had avoided shitting my pants for 5 years with ulcerative colitis. And I'm just like, this is it. This is it. And I pull into... I had choices.
We've rehearsed our entire lives for this moment.
Yes. I'm ready. I've accepted it. I passed the library. Wasn't going to go in there. Mm-hmm. Haven't been in there in years. Mm-hmm. Don't know where the bathrooms are. There's an Applebee's, right?
Yes, there is.
To my left. I know where the bathrooms are, but they're pretty far away, and I got to walk through a lot of people to get there.
Pretty
and God
away.
Forbid I don't
out
make
of my
it.
Way.
I don't want to stop in the middle of a restaurant. To like squeeze myself
to abort a fetus.
I exactly. didn't know they were serving up blood bowls today.
Oh my God. So then I went to the right. There is a bar.
Mm-hmm.
A Jersey Mike's
yep.
sub shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing you didn't try the bar. That bathroom's way in the back.
I don't even know where that one is, so I wasn't gonna try. I knew Jersey Mike's had a nice little bathroom there. So I went in there. I'm just like, there's a bathroom here. So I went in there, got out. Made my way inside, and as I said to these gentlemen earlier, I know how to walk into a place and not seem like I have to shit.
Conspicuous.
Yeah, like I know how to just kind of sneak in, make my way to the bathroom and do it. So in other words, I don't like walk in like, like I just kind of.
Like when I crab walked up my lawn to the steps at one time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I was borderline waddling. And so I opened the door, close it, lock it. And as soon as I see the bowl, my body is just like I thought confetti was going to come out of me. It was just like, yay! Exactly. Woohoo! Yeah! And like, for some reason, my colon was just like, yes, let's do it now. So I just felt it. And my legs are shaking. And I'll give you the visual I gave them where I just kind of walked up and I was like, oh. And I was just shaking, staring at this bowl. That
what were
I
you doing? Why
that I should be on? Because it's like coming out. Like, and it's not happy. It's liquid. You know, it's coming out. And I don't have very good muscle control. Super down liquid. There. Now, keep in mind, for 5 years, I have not held in anything down there.
Nope.
So my muscles, those Kegel muscles or the whatever Kegel they are, muscles, yeah, they're very weak. I can't hold anything. Mm. So, like, my muscles are just like,
You got to do exercises or something.
I have
man.
To. You got to do the Kegel exercises. Oh. And so as I'm standing there, my, you know, I'm trying to, and I'm doing a visual here. It just kind of like, you know, let out a little bit. Just like these little Hershey kisses, you know?
Wet
Hershey kisses that were caught by my underwear.
The Hershey
drops.
Yeah,
drops.
They're caught. And I'm just like, okay. Okay, underwear's gone.
the undies made a nice hammock for them.
I know, exactly. It's like, whoops. And I knew that there was going to be more coming out.
Structural integrity is
Matt,
failing.
It's going to get good. Matt, calm yourself down.
The dam is about to break. And I don't know how much is going to come out, but I know that I'm wearing khaki pants.
And you're still standing.
Khaki pants?
Yes. And I'm standing up, and I'm looking at a toilet bowl.
How can you not get on the bowl yet?
How do you bend over?
He's slowing up the time.
I can't bend. If I bend over...
You just turn.
You lose.
You turn around. Just pull the pants straight down.
I couldn't
and
even
fire.
Move.
Just fire.
Oh, no, fire was
it
coming.
It would be everywhere.
There will be fire.
Yes, there will be blood. And in a moment of complete and utter desperation, to save my underwear, to save my pants,
khaki pants,
to save
your
this,
pride,
to save my pride. To save the sub shop that I was in and the patrons, the five people that were right less than a foot away from me, I shoved my hand down the back of my pants and I cupped it. I cupped my crack. That was loud. I cupped
that was the
it
point.
And I allowed it to come out Ooh. Into my hand.
He's shitting his hand.
I caught my shit in my hand.
Like a bird bath, but with his hand.
Yes, exactly. So I'm now standing.
Like you were going to get the host. Yeah. So you are yeah. Yes, I'll take the Eucharist.
Yeah, so
like
I
a
caught.
A thirsty hiker at a mountain stream. Oh.
And it was the perfect, it fit right in my hand.
Wow.
It was filled.
Filled.
And
half cup.
Finally.
This has to be a turning point in your life. It has to make it real.
It was the most disgusting moment of my life.
Shit's about to get real.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh.
So finally, my body stopped spasming for just enough time for me to like move around.
Oh, boy.
So now I have my hand holding just a mess, you know,
shit.
On me, like, you know, just holding it on there. And so I lift my shirt all the way up, my light gray shirt.
Wait, what?
Well, I lift it all the way up, make sure it's all the way up so that there's nothing hanging down.
Yeah.
So when I go to sit and I move my hand, I'm not touching anything.
And you're not going
to
spill nothing on your shirt.
No spillage.
Okay.
Pants go all the way down to the floor. Like
you
I'm
are virtually naked.
Like I'm a 3-year-old. Yes. Like I'm just standing. And I just kind of like with my hand scoop up and make sure everything's there. And I just quick turn, sit down, and just everything just poof, comes right out. Like picture like a
chick peeing.
Like a no, like a Costco can, huge can of Progresso Extra Chunky, and you just turned it upside down into a toilet. That's what it sounded
Ugh.
Like. Just, poof, but there was like pennies in there. It was just like
pennies.
So I'm sitting there and I still have my hand full. Of nasty. And I don't know what to do.
Why didn't you drop that in the bowl?
Because my main concern was sitting down.
Well, why do that when you can just slap the whole palm right under your belly?
Yeah, I might as well have. So, I'm just standing there with my hand out, like as if I was offering it to someone, some sick person.
You're like the berserker.
Yeah. Or contemplating eating it.
Shits.
And so I just kind of wave my hand around to the automatic
paper towel
dispenser went off and I ripped it and I just kind of put it in the bowl.
He put the poop on the paper towel like a jelly spread on a cracker.
Oh my God.
Yeah, took the underwear off. They were gone.
Mm.
They're in the garbage.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it wasn't going to flush them. And I tried to clean up as best I could.
Wow.
And I walked out, and I said, we are going home. Wow.
Can I see your fingernails, please?
I've since cut them.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was my Monday.
Degrading Monday.
Yeah.
Do you feel better now, though? Now that now you got that off your chest?
No, because I feel like a disgusting
asshole.
Because
this is the worst it's ever been, and there's a good chance that
you are dying.
There's a good chance that you will trump this one day, and we'll be waiting.
That's the worst part, probably, actually, if I was in your shoes. That wasn't the worst of it.
Yeah.
Like, that it gets worse.
There's more to come.
Like, there's going to be a day where you're just laying on the floor in your kitchen, just shitting. Yeah. And just rolling around in
crying.
It.
Just crying.
Doing the
choo choo
train.
But, like, rolling in it, like, trying to get up to your feet again.
See, I see it the other way. I think you should
slipping
feel,
on it and falling.
You should feel self fulfilled that your life has come full circle. And that you have found yourself in the restroom of a hoagie shop with a fistful of anal discharge.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'm proud
you
of
had
forget.
Bloody shit in your hand.
Derek, it actually wasn't bloody.
No blood.
No.
Jealous?
Yes.
Jealous?
That's
what,
my kegel.
What necessarily was the consistency of the handful of shit?
Pennies?
Peanut butter.
Like chunky Progresso soup.
Oh, wow.
But just like if it was just really overcooked and the chunks were just like you could just squeeze them and they would just fall apart in your hands. Mm.
It was crazy. Basically. He's like, that's normal now. Like, red is normal for you.
Yeah.
So, like...
I don't even look anymore.
Yeah, like, no, you got to look. It's still red good.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.